so many people. What are they all doing here? Well, it's got a lot to do with good town planning and fine-looking architecture. In the late 1880s, the Victorians trebled the size of Piccadilly Circus and cleared some buildings to make way for the new Shaftesbury Avenue. Around the same time, Regent Street got a facelift, Charing Cross Road was constructed, and new theatres started popping up all over the place, looking like mini palaces. Everybody was like, oh my God, this place is amazing. We should always come here. And so they did, in their droves.